that there is a path for me to trod, that God isn't making this thing up as he goes. I thought he was making it up as he went. That's why I prayed, so he could make it up my way. I prayed to abort the process. I prayed to speed it up. I prayed to get out of things that he wanted me to stay into. I prayed that I wouldn't have to endure some things that he wanted me to endure. I was working on the destination, but he was working on me. And sometimes he made me wait. He made me slow down and said, no, you skipped that step. Go back. Go back and do that again. If you skipped it with Jimmy, I'm going to send it back with Freddie. If you skipped it with Willie, you're going to have to go through it with Roger. If you skipped it with Sally, you're going to go through it with Susie, because all of these are tools that I'm using to work on you. I'm not preparing the blessing for you. I'm preparing you for the blessing. The blessing is already prepared. Oh, my God. The blessing is already prepared. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Did you know your blessing is already ready? That is already in place, that God isn't fixing it up right now. It's already done. That the work doesn't have to be applied to where you're going. The work has to be applied to you, so that when you get where you're going, you can handle what you gotta handle. And oh God, help me preach. The steps, the steps, the steps. Touch three people and say, the steps, the steps, the steps. You wanted a good husband, but you wasn't a good wife. You wanted children, but you wasn't a good parent. You wanted a good wife, but you wasn't a good man. And anytime you get anything too soon, you will trip on the steps. And so God puts us in process and orders steps. He does it by steps. Does everything by steps. Does everything by steps. Somebody was, some young pastor was, had gotten a hold of some of our materials that we disseminate behind the scenes for our conferences. And they said, everything is regimented. At 7 o'clock, the lights go up. At 7:01, the praise singers sing. At 7:15, it's in the hands of so-and-so. And they were amazed because they were used to going to a church that had no steps. I explained to them, when you don't have much to manage, you can do it haphazardly. You can just call Sister Agnes out of the crowd and say, I see Agnes has come in the building, let's have Agnes come sing a solo. But when you have something massive to run, you can't run it in a haphazard way. Your structure has to be different. Your order has to be different. You can't move spontaneously. You have to move a little methodically and mechanically so that you are prepared to handle it. You can't drive an 18-wheeler like you drive a Volkswagen. You can make a sudden turn in a VW, but if you're driving an 18-wheeler, you got to think before you get to the turn and start shifting down and moving into position so that when you get to the turn, you are positioned to make the right turn. And if you weren't going to do much, God could jerk you quickly. But to him whom much is given, much is required. And you have to go through the process to get everything lined up. Yes, you can handle it, but can your children handle it? Yes, you can handle it, but can your spouse handle it? Yes, you can handle it, but do you have the right friends for where you're trying to go? There has to be some adjustments on the steps before you get to the stage. You can't get to this stage without steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Even Jesus had steps. They tried to crown him too soon. And he disappeared because they were trying to make him skip the steps. He said, no, no, you can't crown me before you cross me. It is my cross that makes my crown. It is my agony that makes my ecstasy. It is my sickness that makes my healing. It is my poverty that illuminates my prosperity, makes me appreciate where I am. Oh God, help me. Makes me appreciate where I am right now. You don't notice good health till you've been sick. You don't even notice it. You don't even understand the words that are coming out of my mouth until you have been sick. You will never thank God for feeling good until you felt bad. You'll never thank God for your back, for your neck, for your head, for your kidneys, for your liver until it's been challenged. But after a while, you start thanking God for crazy stuff. Thank you, because I can see this morning.